There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Troopers looking for two murderers. Just a little snapshot, folks, of the world we live in. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Coming up, we're going to hit the mailbag, plus dumb things. We all do dumb things, and we need some levity, after all, to laugh off some of the sad things, unfortunately, that are happening around us. Plus, we will also introduce you to a pretty interesting person, William McDonald. He covers the White House and Congress for Talk Radio News, and he let us in on a couple of things in our conversation about what it's like on the day-to-day basis. We hit all the high notes and, I guess, the low notes of what's happening in Washington and scurrying back and forth in the middle of often what becomes kind of a crazy war zone this time of year. A war of rhetoric, although I guess we could say that's every single moment Congress is in session, perhaps. And that would be if I was being a little more caustic. I can't let the people who represent us drag me down into the glass is half empty. I got to stay right up there where the glass is half full. I hope your glass is half full wherever you are right now and you're enjoying whatever it is that you are doing, and we're happy to have you on board America Tonight. Remember, you can always flip us an email and be part of that whole mailbag thing, americatonight.net. Perhaps you have some thoughts on this. Really? 450 more troops to help advise Iraqi soldiers? 450 more. So what are we up to now? The Obama administration, we knew this was coming, announced that they were going to do that because it's all about training the Sunni tribes. Oh, yeah, and we're also going to finally do that weapons thing. We were reluctant to do weapons, remember? Oh, no, no weapons. But now we're doing weapons to the Sunni tribes as well as the Kurds, the fighters, who are, by the way, operating under Iraqi command. And that's to fight off the ISIS guys in Iraq and in Syria, that wide swath that has become a bigger part of the quicksand that is what I call the Middle East. So the hope is that this whole Sunni uprising will be aimed at the Islamic fighters, which it is, and this will help knock them out. Here's the thing. They've got to train them to stand their ground, and there has to be enough people because they can't drop their weapons and run, which is what happened in Ramadi and which is what happened in Mosul. And we've seen this happen a couple of different times because they were outnumbered and outmaneuvered. So now we're sending more forces to join the 3,050 that are already there. And we haven't declared war, so some in Congress think that's a real sticking point and are even comparing it to Vietnam. And these are Democrats, too, by the way. Democratic Congressman Jose Serrano from New York said, yeah, this is like Vietnam. Remember, we sent advisors there, too, and look what happened. It's a mess. It's going to be a mess no matter what, right? Do we need to just get out of Iraq altogether? Do we need to call it a day and say, listen, we spent over 10 years, we built a huge complex for State Department officials to hang out in, and even at one point we had to evacuate them and then bring them back. Is this our play? Is this where we want to be? Do we owe it to the Iraqis to be there now after everything that happened? See, here's the thing. It's like we're a little bit in, a little bit out. A little bit in, a little bit out. I mean, you're either all in or you're all out, I think. But how could we possibly be all in on this? I mean, are we sending enough? There's more troops, which is crazy, but there's not enough troops to make a huge difference. See, here's where the problem lies in withdrawing the troops. Didn't we know this was going to happen? That there were going to be problems still in Iraq? But did anybody count on what was happening with ISIS? Even though we knew ISIS was gaining strength and what was going on there. If you remember, we've talked to several in both the Army and other armed forces who said directly that this is part of what the problem was. In fact, remember Andrew O'Brien, who came on with us a couple of months ago, and he talked about, yeah, ISIS. They were, this, you know, back in 2009, we were dealing with ISIS. We were dealing with the problems then. We knew what they were doing. We knew they were nasty. We knew that they were using various forms of social media to gain recruits, to get people to pay attention to them. And yeah, sure, now it's just exploded. So why are we always on the back end of this? That's what I don't understand. Why didn't we stomp them out when we had the chance to do it and they weren't quite as big as far as infiltrating the minds of the lone wolf types who will easily flip over their American citizen status to flee to Syria or Iraq? I mean, one of the more shocking things that's happened in the last couple of days has been that we've learned that how many people that with the TSA weren't screened correctly and they had ties to terrorism and they had access to areas that they shouldn't have had access to at these airports. Crazy. All right, here's what Lieutenant Michael Flynn had to say earlier in the day. I happened to catch him on Fox, and here was what he had to say about this move with the troops.
We have to step back and take a look at really what is it that we're trying to accomplish in the Middle East. I mean, this trickle effect of sort of strategic drips, if you will, just doesn't appear to be working. And as I said earlier in some testimony I made today, I was a bit surprised at the president's statements. You know, and waiting on the Pentagon for a plan is not where it should begin. Where it needs to begin is it needs to begin at the White House. And the White House needs to really state a very clear policy, strategic policy, that has a long-term framework that can get us to a place where we can at least create conditions for stability. I think that this addition of more troops out into the Middle East is just, it's sort of a drip effect of strategy rather than actually having a long, clear policy objective that we need to achieve.
Yeah, so there you go. The drip effect. It's exactly what I was saying, where, yeah, a little bit in, a little bit out. Where are we heading with all of this? Is it enough to do enough damage to ISIS? And that's the key thing. It's wiping them out. Let's admit it, right? That's what we want here. Gone. Game over. At least in that sense. Because I think you're always going to have problems in Iraq. For goodness sake, they're having their own problems among their factions. Maybe this kind of relieves some of that, although I don't know. Because are they going to be fighting side by side? One would think so. If this is what they intend to do to try to really wipe them out, you've got to have those boots on the ground. It can't just be all the bombardment from the air. All right, coming up, William McDonald fills us in on what's happening in Washington, D.C. on the flip side.
Your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Silver has always been named nature's very own antibiotic. And only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Healthy diet and exercise should be a part of any weight loss effort. A small shipping and handling fee may apply.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. How did I become so fat?
If you are a woman over 40 and you're having trouble losing extra weight, you may be eligible for our risk-free trial of Ambrin Complete by calling 1-800-210-4432. After 40, your body changes, and so should your weight loss strategy. Ambrin Complete is a unique combination of clinically tested formulas specifically for women over 40. Ambrin Complete helps you balance hormones, relieve hot flashes, night sweats, sleeplessness, promote energy levels, and yes, help you lose weight, including that stubborn fat. No crazy diets or exercise routines required. Just take Ambrin Complete for 90 days. It's that easy. So if you're a woman over 40 and you're tired of looking in the mirror and not liking what you see, call the Ambrin hotline today. But wait, call right now and we'll give you a 20-day supply of Ambrin free. Call 1-800-210-4432. That's 1-800-210-4432. Again, 1-800-210-4432.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Welcome to America Tonight. Each and every show, we kick it around with our pals from Talk Radio News. William McDonald is in our virtual green room right now, and he joins us. Hey, how you doing, William?
Good. Thanks for having me tonight.
So was there kind of a, a hangover after the whole bomb scare yesterday in D.C.? First, you hear that it's happening, on the Hill, and then also the same thing for the White House. What was the deal on that? What did ultimately they come up with this next day?
So what happened was initially there was a bomb scare that was happening during the transportation committee hearing. And so that was evacuated, and it was not in the Capitol itself. It was in one of the congressional buildings that houses the offices. And then a short while later during the briefing, A threat was called in, and the entire White House core was evacuated out of the west side of the White House. And right now, there's been no substantial evidence that there was any actual threat. But, for sake of security, both the Capitol offices buildings area and the White House briefing room was evacuated. While the White House did confirm that the president was held in the Oval Office during all of this. So nothing has been confirmed of exactly what happened, but there was definitely, on live TV, an evacuation of the White House press briefing.
Yeah, I have to say it was really crazy when I saw that, and reporters were kept away for, what, a half an hour or something like that?
Yeah, it was about a half an hour. A colleague of mine, we switched back and forth between, covering the White House, and I was talking to him, and it's just one of those things when you live in D.C. I mean, we're we go on lockdown. We go, we get evacuated quite often these days. It's almost, you know, kind of, it's funny because my mom calls me. She goes, "What's going on? Are you okay?" I said, I'm fine. What's going on with you? So, you know, it almost becomes a bit of a kind of part of life for us.
Yeah. Yeah, a show almost. Yeah, I understand what you're saying. Absolutely. All right, well, this is a show. This is a showdown. The president the other day, of course, as you know, wrapping things up in Germany, saying that there was no strategy when it came to defeating ISIS, and said that's because of the Iraqis and waiting on the Iraqis and their plans militarily and, you know, searching for this complete strategy to combat ISIS. So now we're being pulled deeper into this in sending some more troops over as far as training. I know that there was a lot of reverb in Washington on this. What were you hearing?
So what happened was while he was in Germany on the last day on Monday, while he was, you know, getting ready to travel back to the U.S., he did say that, you know, basically, you know, more caused blame that the Iraqi forces were not fully trained or equipped or, you know, in kind of detracting any blame from the U.S. So to the next day, Tuesday, the new spokesman, John Kirby, Admiral John Kirby, who used to be the Pentagon spokesperson but now has moved to the state, went on kind of a morning show blitz, saying that the president meant that they were not adequately equipped because of the lack of advising and training that the U.S. has not supported for the Iraqis. So right now it was announced today that 450, quote, advisors and trainers will be sent to the ground and help the Iraqi forces kind of try to liberate certain parts of Iraq that have fallen to ISIS. So right now we see about 450. It's not boots on the ground per se. It's more under the advising and training capacity. And you can interpret that however you'd like.
Yeah, there you go. That's open for you, callers, 855-266-5283. How do you interpret that? All right, you don't have to worry about this interpretation here. How about the House Republicans proposing an $838 million cut to the IRS? I bet at the three dreaded letters, you know where I'm coming from on this one, I bet you they gasped when they heard that. The reduction would more than double the amount Congress cut for 2015. Do you think any way this goes through?
No, I don't think so. I mean, this cut of that proportion so drastically and so quickly is going to, I mean, the White House hasn't come out and said that any veto is going to come out of that or anything like that. But, I mean, to cut that much out of an IRS agency, that's pretty dramatic. And I think it's, you know, from people I talked to, you know, I spent the last few days on the Hill getting, I mean, it's been a very aggressive week just because of it's appropriation season, and you know, yeah. you really got to get aggressive and you got to confront the senators and the members of Congress. And this cut, this proposed cut, is just a negotiating starting point. I don't think that it is going to come out to be $838 million. That's giant. You know, I think it's kind of a way to play to a certain branch of the very right-wing part of the party, and they want to see that. It's kind of political theater at this point. Where it finally comes out, we shall see.
I like that, political theater. All right, speaking of political theater, although it doesn't take much to jolt a Democrat or a Republican on this. How about in during the one hearing, as you say, during the evacuation, talking about Homeland Security and talking about the fact that you have TSA workers, 70-some, who have ties to terrorism. So then the whole question becomes about vetting and how are they pulling in these people, and they had badge access. I would imagine that
you're talking
certainly
about the White House.
Yes.
Yes, that was very, that was big news when I woke up this morning. I was you know, I'd get up very early and start looking at my phone, and I thought, oh, okay, what is this? I mean, as a White House correspondent, I have a hard pass, which requires fingerprints. It took a six-month background check for me to get this, and for me to wake up and see that there's, quote, several dozen that have been huddled in very quickly, and, you know, considering all the numerous security breaches at the White House, and that they have not been properly vetted, that's big news, you know. And so the director, Joseph Clancy, the Secret Service director, he had actually met with Representative Meadows, and I'm blanking on where exactly he's from, but he leaked it to the Washington Post that this was going on, and the Washington Post ran with it. And right now, the Secret Service director is saying that these people are being, that they've hired extra administration to begin vetting these people, and hopefully, you know, everything will work out accordingly, and that none of these red flags will pop up on these several dozen people that have been rushed in. But yeah, that definitely did happen.
Shoot,
so that's
crazy.
Also, you know,
absolutely
just another
crazy
thing. It's just another thing that you hear. And I was, you know, talking to fellow journalists and other politicians that it is unnerving when you have to have, when you as a journalist write about the Secret Service. I don't want to hear about the Secret Service. I don't want to, I want to know that they're there, but I don't want to be writing about them. But for the last year, we have been, and that causes a lot of concern.
Yeah, no kidding. It absolutely does. And what's the president supposed to say? Sometimes he's asked about it. What's he going to say? These are people sometimes that are very close to his detail.
Right. And also, you know, he does put the director in place. So for him to come out against the director basically weakens his position as a person who can faithfully put someone into a position. So it's a difficult position for the president because, you know, this he can't be looked at as failing to choose the wrong person. And
right,
over and over again, we're seeing way too many news items that deal with the Secret Service lapses. We're seeing too many security breaches or security concerns.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you 100%. All right, William McDonald, always fun to have you on. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
It's best we share a side. I won't play with pushing and shoving. Some think it's only play. It just ain't a game. It's got another name. In the end, it's always the same. Bloodstained hands.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to americatonightteam.com. That's americatonightteam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their body stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extracts offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
We're going to head to the mailbag. If you want to sound off, of course you can. You know that. Troops, more of them. In Iraq, what do you think? Mistake, fair or foul, peeps? We're a little this, we're a little that. We're a little mixed up, and that's pretty clear. Even the president himself, after they were wrapping things up in Germany, heard what he had to say. Well, it's up to the Iraqis, and that's the reason why we don't have a clear picture of what's happening. Never a good thing when you're talking about being in a war zone. We're not quite clear of the objective. Yes, the strategy can change. Yes, the objectives can change. But anybody who's been in the military, you know, it's about bump, ba-dum, ba-dum. Here's the orders. Boom, boom, boom. One, two, three. That's when it works. If you have to change course, if somebody brilliant comes up with a different strategy because they see something on the ground, then that's what you do. You make those maneuvers. So again, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283, Tomas in Michigan. Hello, Tomas.
5283? Oh, man, I got the wrong number. I was trying to call Obama tonight. Oh, God.
And you didn't get through.
I wanted to change over. I'm going to be a Democrat now. I'm just going to go with the flow, you know. I mean, you know, we give the Republicans the Senate. We give them the House. They promise, you know, all this stuff. And then they're going to vote for this NAFTA Part 2 bill.
What is up with that? Why?
And Cruz, especially Cruz, I don't understand what he's doing. What is the use? I mean, we've talked about third party so many times. I think I'm going to go for Bernie Sanders, you know. I'm going to go with the burn. Yeah, because at least he's the only guy out there, apparently, against this trade bill, you know.
I know they
decided to hold off on the vote until they figured out how to pay for the displaced American workers. Can you believe that they're actually saying that? Oh, we have to figure out where are we going to get the money to give you because you're going to lose your job.
Oh,
yeah.
I know, that's insane.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, let me tell you what. Let's dump it. You're absolutely right. And, of course, because there's so many distractions and so much going on, Tomas, so much of that's not coming out. People aren't realizing that. You know, read between the lines of what's being said. You're absolutely right. It's ridiculous.
You know, and before NAFTA, you know, we didn't have a situation where half the workforce of the United States of America was on disability and unemployment. Now, you know why? Because there was pride in this country. You did not want to go on unemployment. You did not want to get on disability. You wanted to work. You wanted to make your way in life. But it's just, you know, they're just getting rid of American workers because they cost too much. And they want, you know, cheaper. They're going to get cheaper labor. And then the other labor, they're going to bring in H-1B visas for the real good jobs. So you spend 24 years getting a master's, you know, and two or three more years getting some experience, and you think you got a good job, and then they say, hey, you got to train this guy from Pakistan. He's going to be taking over your job. Or if you don't do that, you don't get retirement. And that's what's happening.
I know.
And no one, I can't believe, in the Senate, the Republican-controlled Senate, I think Ron Paul was the only guy. I think there were five Republicans who voted for, you know, to try and stop it. This reminds me of TARP, when the first vote on TARP, remember, of America called in and said, no, 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 and they voted against it, and then a couple of days later, they voted for it.
Right, and look what happened to TARP. That's a great example. That blew up in our faces.
Yeah, you know, so then, you know, what they're going to tell us is they're saying, are you going to vote for Democrats then? Is that what you want? Just because you can't have your little trade bill, you're not going to vote, and the Democrats are going to win.
It's not a little trade bill.
Yeah, well, that's not the same. That's not the reason. That's not the way it works, okay? It's you do what we want you to do, or we don't vote for you.
Right, exactly.
It's not you do whatever you want, and we have to vote for you.
Right.
It's not the mafia, you know. This is,
right.
We put you in power to do what you said you were going to do. You don't do it, you don't get the vote. Of course the other guy's going to win, all right? But that's not our problem. You're the ones who decided to break your promises, turn your back on every class except the super rich, because, like I said, if you have a high-tech job, the H-1B visa is coming in by the hundreds of thousands. If you have a beginner job, you know, guess what? Illegal aliens are going to come in and take that.
Yep.
All right?
Yep.
And then anything in between, the factory or the business is going to ship out to Indonesia and China and the Philippines and North Vietnam and, you know, what is going to be here? I have no idea. Everybody's going to be on food stamps and disability until that runs out, you know, and it will run out because that produces nothing, you know. I mean,
I agree, and you made the point. People wouldn't do that. There was so much pride, and of course, they stayed in jobs and they had jobs to go to. And you're absolutely right. What is it going to look like? We're going to look like Cuba. We'll be stuck in 2000 something.
Yeah, the only person out there is Donald Trump. He's not running for president, right?
Not yet. He says he's going to decide.
All the right things. Yeah, he says all the right things, but you know, when it comes to the end game, though, he just wants to. I guess every time he does the same thing, and then at the last second he says, "Oh well, you know, I can't do that." But it's unbelievable, and I just don't understand how the Republican Party can ask us for their support when, you know, what's more important than a job, Kate? You know, I mean, if you don't have a job, you can't eat. You can't sleep.
Nope.
You know?
Nope.
It's worse than going to jail. At least in jail, you have
get
a place
three squares.
To
yeah.
But if you're unemployed, you can't get a job. You know? You got to break the laws. You can go to jail.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's ridiculous. And plus the stress. You know, you talk about all the mental stress. People have families, etc. And then you're stuck. And what are you doing? Yeah, and you made the example. You get a master's degree for what? I mean, for what? Yeah.
A lot of kids in college right now, and they're being
worried.
Sold a bill of goods. I think college is actually daycare for adults. When the kid finishes high school, the family doesn't want him around the house, so they send him off to college for 4 years, you know? And, you know, for those parents who care about their children, you know, they're seeing their children studying for nothing.
Yeah.
Think about
less opportunity.
Kate.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. You take, you know, the 100 richest people in America, you would think, if education is so important, that 95 of them would have a doctorate in something. And there might be one of them that might have a bachelor's. But you know what?
Mm-hmm.
The richest man in America didn't even finish college. And there's a whole bunch of them that did not finish college. And then why should you? If you see the writing on the wall, if you see that both parties just want to get more money and stay in power. They want to keep their jobs. That's it, Kate. They just want to keep their jobs.
Yeah.
Too bad
yeah.
You can't outsource
we figured
them.
That. We figured that out a long time ago. When you started calling me a long time ago, you and I were both saying that. It's interesting because it's been one of those kind of shows where Dan called in earlier and there was stuff that we were saying a long time ago that, of course, now we're seeing happening with the arming of the Kurds. Here, you and I have talked about it before, and look where we're headed. We're right in that position, thanks, Tomas. We're where we thought we would be. And, you know, it doesn't take a genius to see. Clearly, in politics, it takes the time that you put in and you get, you know, and I hate to be so cynical, and then what do they get back out of it? Well, the answer is pensions, they're cared for, they've got better health care, etc. And it's just about that cycle of getting reelected and reelected and reelected. That's why the idea of the push across the board for term limits. And then the argument is, like, you know, Harry Reid and just retiring, he had been there forever, is that you don't have anybody that can do that because they're only in for a short amount of time. But the argument always is, well, I can't accomplish enough. I haven't accomplished everything. And you need to be there X amount of years to be able to do that, to navigate the system. Well, something's wrong with the system if that's the case. And that's why I always advocated for a third party, because the two parties now, it's just become such a machine. And it is. It's not being cynical. It's being a realist and how many times do we go to Washington? How many times have we talked to all sides, all parties, all people connected to politics? And let me tell you, if I could have a show and call it Unplugged and I just rolled everything out that I've learned behind the scenes, it would blow you away. It would blow you away how similar some of the people running the Republican Party are to the Democrats behind the scenes. All right, stay with us. Coming up on the flip side, it's a push. We're going to the mailbag and flipping dumb things into our next hour.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
Just like they took away the Polaroid picture on a takeaway. Everything that means something. Today I think I saw 10,000 cell phones, but not one. A decent conversation. I know you've had the worst winter, but it doesn't mean it won't get better. Listening.
Thanks to all of you. The mailbag is overflowing once again. So we're going to check the mailbag here in just a second on America Tonight. A couple of quick things coming up on our next show. Do you remember a guy named Iron E? You've probably seen him all over the tube. He was part of the Walking Dead cast. And he was on The Blind Side. Remember that great movie, The Blind Side, about the Michael Oher story, which is a true story? Sandra Bullock won an Academy Award for it. He was the drug dealer in that movie. And he's going to join us on the show to talk about a whole bunch of different things that he's involved with. Very cool guy. So we're actually not going to talk politics with him, although I think he has some thoughts on the politics of the day. So he's coming up, plus fruits and nuts, shred it, and bingo. It's a wacky, wacky world, folks, and we'll get to that. And it's your business, the dollars and cents of what's happening in the market and entrepreneurs and how they're doing. To Thomas's point, Tomas's point about jobs and where are they, entrepreneurs are the ones, the people that are jumping out without a net, and some of them making it. That's where the future lies for so many people, small businesses. So we'll dive deeper into that. So right now, though, let's turn to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Manic Mike. Kate, oh, I am burning up. I'll tell you what, I am so tired of the misrepresentation that we often see on the news. Thank goodness for the sanity of your show. I love the fact that you say that you invite anyone who wants to call to be a part of it. So listen up, folks. She's right. Doesn't matter what you label yourself as. It's all about making your opinion be heard and voting, getting involved in the government. All right, here's where I'm seeing red. I don't understand this trade deal. And the fact that it's just going undetected for so many people, why would we ever support that? It makes absolutely no sense. Taking more jobs from American hands. I thought the idea was to get more jobs into America or back to America. So I saw a headline today that said, why a trade deal matters so much to the people in Iowa, and why a trade deal matters so much to you and I, no matter what you do for a living, is the fact that too many of us will lose jobs. Please, please make sense of this. Well, you really spelled it out. It's not a good deal for most people. The trade deal is not a good deal for most people if you really look at it. And I thought the best thing to do is to lower the corporate taxes and say to the corporations, the Googles, etc., the Apples of the world, who constantly will beat the drum of, well, the corporate tax is the highest in the United States, which it is. So that's why we went overseas. But if you lower the corporate tax, then guess what? We'll come back. So I say challenge them on that. Say, absolutely, okay, so you say you're going to come back. Can we get that in writing? And that's what we'll do. I mean, yeah, I don't get it. So this whole idea to negotiate, to fast-track the trade deal, you know, what does it mean? So some people will say it'll push jobs, it'll increase jobs, and in some areas it will. So like I said, the idea of Iowa, he said the headline about Iowa, and for some in Iowa, it would be a killer for the person who works pushing pork. It's not. If the Trans-Pacific Partnership would increase, it could, and it's not saying it will, but it could increase U.S. pork exports by, they say, as much as 50% over 10 years. But notice, over 10 years. And what they're saying is, oh, yes, it'd be a huge increase for, you know, a huge opportunity for increased jobs, because when you think of pork, you know, where is the pork being consumed? Well, pork is the most consumed meat in the world, even though it's not in the United States. Pork exports are huge. 26% of the production, we're talking about exports. You know, hog production, etc. But that's talking about jobs, possibilities, and over 10 years. So, see, that's the trick. They're not saying, oh, yeah, if that happens, then tomorrow we have all those jobs. Okay, let's move on to another one. This one from Manny. Kate, this is the first time I've ever emailed your show. I have to tell you, I really do enjoy it. I like that you mix in other things besides just the politics, because frankly, I'm sick of the politicians, and it's only frustrating to hear some of the ridiculous things that are being voted on, things that shouldn't have gone through that do, and why in the world do we allow ourselves to get further and further into the hole when it comes to Iraq? Why would we send more trainers to train the people who don't really want to take up arms but feel overwhelmed by this group called ISIS? Well, because we invested all of our blood, sweat, and tears in Iraq, and this is the situation we're in, but we're straddling the lines, and that's a big problem. Straddling the lines is no good, and it leads to, it's like that uncertainty. You can't be on the wall. It's not good to be on the wall. And that's what it feels like to me. It feels like we're on the wall. So there you go. This one from Lindsay. Kate, who's declared now on the Republican side? I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. I'm an independent. Frankly, I don't like most politicians. There's a few standouts, and there have been in the past. It seems as though they're manipulated by their parties, and we're not really getting authenticity. What is the representation that we should be getting that we're not getting? And I don't feel that most people would feel as though the person that represents them in Washington does represent their point of view. Of course, nobody would be 100%. That would be impossible. But couldn't we even get to, let's say, 50%? And boy, yeah, that's bad if you feel like you're not even getting 50% out of the person that you perhaps voted to represent you in Washington. And there's no way, I personally don't think this, and I could be wrong, but have any of you listening to me ever 100% ideology-wise agreed with the candidate that you liked? You know, just agreed with them 100%. Agreed 100% with Ted Cruz or Rand Paul or Bernie Sanders, for example, or Jeb Bush or whoever it is, or past politicians or past presidents you might have liked. Would you say that 100% of the time you agreed with everything that came out of their mouth? And the answer is, I don't think so. If so, that's pretty incredible. But could we at least get that percentage up? And it does feel like that. It does feel like, it's one thing when somebody stands up, hey, I can't vote this way, I'm not going to do it, here's what I think. I like the authentic, even if I don't always agree with whatever the point of view is. I like it. Because I believe then that what they're telling me is the truth. This is what they've deduced. This is how they're voting. This is why they're weighing in a certain way. I can support that a lot better than here's the talking points. Here's what the people around me are advising me to say. And I'm clearly not thinking about my constituents. Clearly not. Here's one from Dennis, who says, Kate, boy, there is a major fight going on in this push for the trade deal. At first, I thought it would be worth it for us to go in that direction, and then I thought better, and perhaps I'd had too many beers, because when I read between the lines, I realized, wow, they are shoving this down our throats, and it's going to actually make a lot of people, maybe even some people I know, lose their jobs. And then what are they to do when they don't have jobs? You can't even work for minimum wage even if you wanted to, because you're not going to be eligible to get those gigs since they go to people who don't speak English. Wow. All right, you know, they have that scheduled vote. The House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi and House Speaker John Boehner have been hashing out details about how to pay to retrain workers who lose their jobs. So that's what they're trying to say. Well, wait, if you lose your job, don't worry, because we're going to figure out how we're going to pay to retrain you. Give me a break. And they said they're going to have this big, fat vote on Friday. Yo, yo, thanks for listening to America Tonight.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.